may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Hey, it's WWE superstar Kofi Kingston, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for November 12th. Holidays for today, real quick, it's Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. That's right.
Like, just in general, or is it like the books?
I think it's in general, because why would they promote a book as a this
Can we
day?
All agree that we're glad that fad is over?
Yeah, that and men are from Mars and women are from
like
Venus.
Chicken soup for everything.
Yeah, you know, it's like dummy. It's like the dummy books, too.
Chicken soup for your prolapse rectum. Like,
dummy.
I mean,
stop.
They went that far.
All right, yeah, we won't go that far. Chicken soup for the soul day. That's it. It's not the book. Birthdays today, real quick. Glenn Disco Inferno Gilbert, he turns 49. Former ECW women's wrestler Elektra turns 46. Caledonia's own and Tough Enough 2 winner and former OVW heavyweight champion Matt Capitelli is 37. Former WWE diva Lena Yada is 38. And Trent Acid would have been of the indie tag team, of course, the Backseat Boys, would have been 36 today. Unfortunately, he passed away in 2010. The Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us tonight at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road, or Salvatore's Saloon out in Scottsville for UFC 205. 10 p.m. start time. Main event is Conor McGregor versus Eddie Alvarez, and I will not do my Conor McGregor accent. Thank you, because I will sound like a pirate, much like Big E sounded like a pirate doing his...
Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor. That's very good, though. That's the main event. We got Tyron Woodley defending his welterweight belt against Stephen Wonderboy Thompson and a ton more. Be hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tonight. Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore Saloon, UFC 205. Come on down. You want to meet me? Come down and meet me. You know, I'm going to be down there, and I'll be hanging out. And you can see the beginnings of the newest version of possibly the Cash Stash.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Yes, I wanted to get that real Ron Swanson look. It's never going to happen. I'd have to have a transplant.
Just, I pray to God you look over your shoulder every time you decide not to shave and just look out for Dan Severn coming at you.
Dan Severn, yes, that's right. You know, or Freddie Mercury.
You were warned.
Yeah, I was warned by him. All right. Also, I want you to know, interested in roller derby, fancy yourself a skater, the job of being an official, more up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few rocks, proud, the Rock City Roller Derby crew. Thank you for joining the show today. I just want to throw this out before we get going. This is technically, we started our very first show 18 years ago this weekend. So this is our 18th birthday. So now the Pain Clinic can only vote, but can buy cigarettes now through a cigarette machine. You know?
Lottery tickets?
Lottery tickets, too. So the Pain Clinic has become an entity to itself. But we're celebrating today, so if you guys have any fond memories of the show, give us a call at 222-1280, star 1280. Tell us, you know, maybe some funny stuff that you remember back when. We've had so many different hosts on this show, you know, who was, you know, back a long time ago. I made an epic list of it this past week, and it's just amazing how many people were actually involved in the show over the 18 years here on WHTK. Very, very cool. But let me introduce the cast and crew who are in the studio right now. Of course, I am the Cash Man. I'm your humble host, Cash Man Richie Rich. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, manning the Twitter, as they say. And also, you can text us. You can read your text. We'll have a lot of fun doing that. Good morning, DC.
Good morning, and congratulations to the Pain Clinic for now being legally able to have sex in all 50 states.
All right, boy, yeah. Pain Clinic. You just think, maybe Trump would have lost if Pain Clinic could have voted, you know, but the birthday didn't happen yet. So, nevertheless,
you know what? Hey. But you know who the Pain Clinic gets to vote for in 2020?
Who's that?
Me.
Oh, that's right. DC Dan Cole just put his hat in the ring. You know, you don't need any experience, obviously.
Absolutely not.
So, hey, remember
it's
that.
A new day.
It's a new day, baby. And we're also joined in the studio by Eric Amanon.
Hello.
Indie wrestler, indie mafia creator.
Indie Card Mafia.
Indie Card Mafia.
You got it.
Yeah, I got it. And an incredible artist. Great shirts.
Thank you.
PWI Top 500.
Yes.
Snuck in a nice, cool $4.99. Leaves a lot of room for improvement next year.
Okay.
But you snuck in at $4.99, but your picture was featured.
Yeah, with a glorious mustache.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you join us this week. Thank you so much. It's our birthday, and you get to join us. And joining us for the first time in quite a while, 3 months, it is Mr. Mark Fantasia is in the studio with us. Mark Fantasia!
Good morning.
All right.
How's everybody doing?
You're doing great. How are you doing, sir?
Man, I've missed you guys.
Well, you put on a lot of weight since the last time we saw you.
Wow, yeah.
I'm kidding.
From the waist down.
I lost about 30 and Mark gained it. So. Yeah.
Awesome. I will say I've been listening. I obviously, not everybody knows, but I've been very, very busy out there with some things. But I did hear last week, it was, I believe it was Rashad, said that he's out there still looking for me. I have been found. We don't have to do the whole Leslie Nielsen looking for the Undertaker thing from 94.
Or the even WCW had the looking for Mick Foley. It was Cactus Jack. Got banged on the head and just disappeared.
I bought a briefcase for nothing, man. I was going to bring it out once you showed up and be like, case closed.
Just going to run and cash in and just take over as host.
I'll see you later, man. I get the rest of the day off, man. It's nice to see you, Mark, and it's good that we get you another time here in the studio. Folks, if you want to say hi to Mark, give him a call, 222-1280, star 1280.
But it's been a long time. I could take a ball busting today.
Yeah, oh, okay. There, Rashad, it was thrown out to you, brother. So let's start talking. First, let's a little bit about the show. It was 18 years ago this weekend that we started it. It was myself, Mad Dog, Bobby Rogers, and Dr. Love. And what it was is we were coming off the Attitude Era and realizing, you know, that the numbers on TV were so high that we probably could start our own radio show and talk wrestling for an hour and just have a lot of fun doing it. And now, 18 years later, I think I'm the only one left, you know, from that original crew. But, I mean, they're all around still. You know, we had Andrew the Authority join us soon after. Danger Boy was there the second week we were on the air, screening the phone calls for quite a long time before he actually got a microphone. I think he learned to speak English in that period. So it's like, you know, but he finally got a
microphone. What was he speaking before?
I have no idea. It was teenager, and I don't understand that, okay?
It's like Bob Uecker putting Monty through his paces, you know? You got to start somewhere.
So, and then, you know, then we had, you know, We used to have a girl co-host on the show at one time. We started off with Gabrielle. She was a waitress at believe it or not, the Garage Door when we used to go watch pay-per-views there, and she loved it. And she came up and joined us every week for a while. And then we moved from her to Jay Lou, who was on the show for quite a long time, and then Sybil, and we had Sybil there too. She was on, and I miss all of them deeply. I did see Jay Lou at the party I had for my birthday back in September. It was really nice to see her. As well, that's the last time I think I saw you, Mr. Mark Fantasia. You were playing tunes for us and having a great time, and
I was a working man that day.
That's right. You appreciated you so much for that, and you know,
it was awesome.
You know, so there's a lot of history. You know, and I remember when we started. It's like we were running ads on the TV during Raw, telling people that we were on the air. And the very first time we went on the air, the phones were lit up like a Christmas tree. The entire show, they were lit up.
So awesome.
Yeah, and the very first show, we had two interviews. On the very first show, we had Bill Goldberg, who joined us, and I'm trying to remember who else it was. Maybe Mad Dog can give me a call and tell me who else.
Do you have this archive?
I have the every show archive. So.
I think for its 18th birthday, you should. Maybe by the 20th,
it's kind of embarrassing. It's kind of embarrassing listening back to those old shows because we were terrible. You know, it's like we were having fun, but we also were doing a lot of kayfabe on the show.
And Danny really likes going to see that. I don't know what it's called, that show. But what if we?
Mystery
if we
Science
listen
Theater
to it,
3000?
But also do commentary over it the whole time.
Oh, little riff tracks?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, we met like the time when we were playing the old Artiste audio on the
air. Oh, my God, that was great. Especially with having Trish on the line.
Yeah.
Just totally embarrassing Artiste.
Trish, I got to play something for you. Apparently, the protection of order still stood. I think I told her, and she was like, "What?"
I'm kind of hoping like we can get in touch with her. Like she could hook us up in Toronto next weekend.
You know, she's pregnant now. She's having her second.
I didn't
baby.
Mean like that,
oh.
Cash.
Oh, okay. I was like, next. Okay. No, nevertheless.
Well, we can check that off the list. Find something else.
Yeah, we're going to be up at NXT next weekend, so we're definitely looking forward to that heavily. It's going to be a great show, and it gets better every day that they add people to it. So
I mean, but you mentioned the original Pain Clinic crew, and yeah. You mentioned Mad Dog, and I mean, this is a perfect time to talk to our guest Eric because
oh hello
Eric, yeah, you
Mad Dog,
Eric, tell us about your memories from the Pain nicely. Clinic because you've been listening since 2000.
Yeah,
and
I've been listening for a long time, yeah.
and you don't even look that old.
You
so
bring up those ripe age of 27.
All right.
Hopefully I make it through 27, but yeah,
okay.
it's been crazy because, you know, you're saying all those names of people who have been on the show with you, and it brought back so many memories of me frantically trying to call in to yell at you guys about wrestling when I was a kid. And so now, you know, Mad Dog, he got me into the show. He used to live around the corner from me, and then he got me into indie wrestling, which led into this amazing lifestyle I have now. It's just wrestling and hanging out and
working out
yeah, and yeah. traveling and it, you know, it's literally I can kind of accredit like this show and, you know, listening to this show weekly to feeding my wrestling addiction and like listening to intelligent debates about wrestling. Like that's what wrestling needs. It needs intelligent conversation instead of I don't like Roman Reigns. Well, why don't you like him? I just don't like him. he's a guy.
You know, we extrapolate that too. That's what the whole world needs.
Yeah. You know, it's
educated
funny.
Debate.
The first 5 years of this show, all we did was fight about WCW versus WWE.
Oh, I wish I was.
We always used Dr. Love was pure WWE. He says he was on Vince McMahon's payroll, and we would always fight with him about it because at the time we started the show, that's when WCW started to go down and WWE started to come back up. And they actually, WCW still was number one, but it wasn't for long after we started the show.
And this was, if I'm not mistaken, you said this was 98, right?
98, yeah.
And when I looked up the date, it was one day prior to Survivor Series Deadly Games.
That's right. In fact, I was at Salvatore. I was at the Garage Door, which is now Salvatore's at the Garage Door. The only representative from the show there to watch it. That's the night that they did the screw job part two, where The Rock won over Mick Foley. He put him in the sharpshooter, and then they called for the bell, and Mick Foley never. Cactus Jack or Mankind. Not sure which one it was, but he never gave up.
Still one of my favorite pay per views.
Yeah.
Man. It was the most unpredictable pay per view.
Yeah, I remember that very well. It was like
Goldberg was in it. You opened it.
Yeah. Back in the day, that was you know, it was. It was. I remember that because it's like, you know, they called up and said, hey, you guys want to come down and watch it? We're showing the pay-per-view. And it's like, oh, sure. And so it's been kind of like a love relationship ever since with that place. Now that it's Salvatore's at the Garage Door. In fact, you know, I cannot wait for the Survivor Series. But, yeah, Eric, it's like you. So you're one of the guys that call up. I could go back and look through the winner's list and probably see your name in there a few times, right?
Because I have. Yeah, I won pizza for a year.
Nice.
That was awesome. Right. That was glorious.
Why are we not giving that away anymore?
So, by the way, that led to the most amazing year of my life.
I was going
to
say the most amazing weight gain.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't even weight gain. It was just like, what do you want for dinner tonight? I think I'll go get a free pizza.
Salvatore's!
Nice.
It was funny because I remember specifically we were going over the question of what wrestlers were from the area, and nobody was getting the last one.
Oh,
it was Bad Boy Barry Hardy. And like, I'm sitting there and I'm just listening. I'm like, I'm not going to call in. Like, it's not fair. Like, I've wrestled the guy, so I know. And I'm listening. Then JC Money goes on to Twitter and he's like, here's the answer for anybody who cares. And then you guys were like, JC Money just posted it on his Twitter. And then I was like, all right, if this next guy doesn't get it, I'm going to have free pizza for life and not feel bad for it. Next guy didn't get it. And I was like, here comes the free pizza.
That's awesome, you know. And
take advantage.
There was a time on the show when we were giving away season tickets to the Lancers game.
That's what it was. It was season tickets and the free pizza for a year.
Free pizza for a year, and it's like I know the bunch of people that took up that pizza and enjoyed it and enjoyed the indoor soccer game
for
too.
The 18th birthday. Can we do something really mega today? Like, let's give you get a date with Danny. The first woman to call up today gets a date with Danny.
I think we might be getting a little outrageous there, but we are taking your calls.
Danny and Mark with Serenade.
We are taking your
calls.
My
wife's listening at work.
Yeah.
Call.
Yeah, so 222-1280, Star Toys, the number.
Maybe Apex calls.
Yeah,
Alexis, do not call.
Alexis Bliss? Yeah, that'd be a lot of trouble. But I will say one thing. we're ready to go. Oh, the phones are ringing, Danny.
Oh. Yeah.
Let's take the first one live.
Dr. Love, I need your help.
222-1280, Star 20 is the number. Give us a call. Ask us anything. Tell us your favorite memory. We're going to go to break. We got a lot of stuff to talk about still. News, as well as our guest in the studio, Eric Eminon, joining us, you know, talking about indie wrestling. And maybe we'll get into a little bit about his trip down to New Orleans recently.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Oh, Kev. Steph knows that if she wants to guarantee a victory over SmackDown Live at Survivor Series, she needs the man on this team.
Listen.
And I've been given certain assurances just to be on this team. But you rest assured that after we get the job done at Survivor Series, nothing is finished between you, me, and old Sparkle Crotch here.
You know what, team? We don't need Corbin. Don't worry about him. We can do this together. James and Dean. James Dean. Two rebels without a cause. Two men with two hands. We stand a fighting chance. I mean, together, Dean, we have four hands.
That's terrible. That was all horrible. Don't ever say that again. And I'm going to need you to stop counting hands, all right? Otherwise, I'm going to have zero partners tonight.
Shane McMahon, will you be the fifth member of Team SmackDown Live?
Whoa. Yes. Wow. Got it. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hey, this is Eric Youngman. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280. WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with the gang, DC Dan Cole, Mark Fantasia, Eric Eminon, and you. And I hope we see Eric Young up in Toronto for the NXT show. I know he's, yeah, I haven't seen anything official yet.
Sanity should probably make an appearance, I'm sure.
Yeah, who? Yeah, yeah, I think so. I would hope so.
That's the name of his group, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, nice to watch.
He's doing the crazy character, so whatever. But nevertheless, we got lots of matches set up. What are you going to say, Dan?
I was just going to say, you know, I was talking to the boys off the air, and you played that clip of Shane McMahon getting announced for Team SmackDown. I want to call my shot now. After Samoa Joe loses on Saturday, he replaces Shane McMahon for Team SmackDown.
Oh, boy. That'd be sweet.
SmackDown would be the perfect spot for him to go, too.
Absolutely.
I'm glad. He definitely needs to be brought up, definitely. With it, you know, he definitely will help. 222-1280, Star 12-8. Let's go to the phones real quick. We got Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. How you doing, sir?
Good. Thanks for asking. First of all, one of the top things on my mind is I haven't been able to chime in a couple weeks. The Goldberg-Lesnar match. I thought they would save that for a bigger pay-per-view, you know, besides the one coming up. I thought it would be at WrestleMania, give it a little, you know, more of a burn, you know, slow build-up.
Go ahead, Danny. Answer. You know what I know what you're going to say.
I still think Lesnar wins this match at Survivor Series, and now they're tied.
I agree.
WrestleMania tiebreaker.
Yeah, he says it's the last match. When someone says that.
Whenever they say it's the last match, it's never the last match.
Yeah. Once in a lifetime. That's all I got to say.
It's going to take me 6 months to get in shape, which would bring him to around March, April time.
No, he's in great shape, man. The guy stays in shape.
You know, but we talked about it last week. He still hasn't stepped foot in a ring to train.
It's obvious from 2 weeks ago that you could see.
Come on.
We'll see. I mean, he's probably been in the ring by now, at least. It's only a week away. You know?
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, now, obviously, Goldberg's walking into Toronto as a babyface, but Lesnar is going to go over there because isn't he from Toronto
he's residing in Canada.
He's residing in Canada.
Yeah, but he's on the West Coast, isn't he?
Goldberg's going to get eaten alive. Lesnar has to win the match.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's close enough where I think the fans will turn on Goldberg because fans can smell stink.
And then Danny's right. WrestleMania 33.
So, it's not. I have no idea. I would not say that they're going to make this big a deal to have it be the last one. So,
do we have an over-under on suplex count?
Yeah, it's good. Well, let's see if he can get him up. That's okay. He's a big guy, man.
I bet you six.
Yeah, at least. You know, he might do 20.
Only six, because Goldberg, I don't think he'd take that many on his neck. He's old. I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying he's older. He hasn't taken a lot of bumps on his neck.
Was that your conversation starter when you got your picture taken with him?
It was. No, I said congratulations, Mr. Goldberg, on being in 2K17.
You're old as hell.
That's right. You met him at the Jim Kelly deal. When was that? Like March, April?
No, that was...
It wasn't that long ago.
Actually, it was the end of August.
The end of August? Oh, yeah. This year. But
it was the day after we had just all badmouthed
that
him.
That was the funny thing. The day before is when I was like, oh, he's in the game? Who cares? He's overrated. And then the next day, I'm posting a picture on Facebook with
Mark's
me
like,
and Goldberg.
Goldberg!
Yeah. I know.
Why I am
the mark.
The mark.
Oh, that's perfect.
A few more things on my mind. I like this Bobby Roode and Ty Dillinger feud. What do you guys think of that feud?
Well, they were a tag team in that, and they broke up, and I dig that too. Bobby Roode is another guy who could be moved up very quickly.
I'm a fan of Ty Dillinger.
He's that good.
I'm a very big fan of his.
Ty Dillinger's been with everybody, man. He's like instrumental in a lot of these guys getting bumped up.
Nakamura was his first match, or a bunch of these guys his first match.
Yeah. All the reports are that Ty Dillinger is the most over guy at all of their shows. Calling another shot, if they don't have him debut as the number 10 entrant at Royal Rumble, they're making a huge mistake.
I agree.
Oh, my. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
10.
That's awesome. That would be good.
Definitely. And it wouldn't surprise me whatsoever, too.
And two other things. When is the new episodes of Holy Foley coming out? It hasn't been on since August.
I think they put them all out in one big batch. I think they're, who knows? I mean,
just watch Raw every Monday.
All of them, after the other ones were on, it hasn't been on since August.
You know that Mick's been busy on Monday nights, right? You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know when they're going to. They haven't really said. I mean, I know for a fact that the Edge and Christian show is working on a second season right now. So if you liked that show, if you actually got a giggle out of it.
Am I the only one that doesn't watch these shows?
I don't know.
Edge and Christian show is awesome.
Yeah, it was okay. You know, I mean, stupid little. If they weren't funny, then they just kept. It's like bad Saturday Night Live
skits.
It's
like DX 2009 watching
little voiceover things.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So so I don't know. You know, maybe we'll ask Mick. We'll bump into him sometime soon. But ask him when's it going. You know.
And last thing, my new favorite diva, and I don't know if anybody else in the room agrees, but it's got to be Alexa Bliss.
Of course, that's why I played her music. Why we love Alexa Bliss. It was,
yes.
It's amazing that her clothes. Her clothes are like painted on her. Okay.
Mark says meh because he hasn't really gotten over Nicole Bass yet. So wow.
Thank you so much for calling, Rick.
China, dude. China.
222-1280 Star Toys. The number we've got, Andrew the Authority Joseph. Sir, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Thank you, Rich. Where's my snippet?
Oh, hold on. Do I still have it on the computer here?
I would hope so.
I would think so, too, but it's been a while, so let's see. Do I have a... You keep talking, and I'll find it, okay?
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Wait a second. How about... Is it this one?
You will respect my authority.
There we go.
Thank you. After the last episode of South Park, you have to play that.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, yeah, definitely, man. That was insane.
That was, jeez. No, but first, I just want to say, before I forget, thank you, Rich. Thank you, Mad Dog, who I just saw recently, by the way. And thank you, Dr. Love, who I see all the time, for putting me on the show. Because I've been out of radio for a couple years, and I've been in radio since high school. And I love radio. It's my passion. It's my one great hobby I have. And you guys allowed me to come back, which let me get back into soccer, which is what I do now.
You know, it was my hobby.
Thank you so much for that.
I'm glad you have ambition, because it was my hobby, too, and I'm still here. So,
well, you have fun. That's why you enjoy it. But tell you what, we were able to do things that can't be done anymore, like be backstage at major wrestling events, at pay-per-views, and... You can't. No, WWE doesn't let you do that. WCW gave us unlimited access, which was unbelievable. We went to Buffalo. One of the things I always remember, we were backstage the night. It was the Monday Nitro after the Bills lost on the home run throwback to the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
Jeff Jarrett comes out in a Frank Wycheck jersey. The Buffalo Bills are all at ringside, and they had the three matches with. Him wrestling
Jimmy Snuka,
George Animal Steel, and Tito Santana all the same night. And the Bills got involved in the George Animal or the Tito Santana match.
Yeah, they had remember they had the plastic or they had the rubber rakes and stuff out there, and they were like bending them in front of the people, showing them how they were phony.
Oh my God. it was incredible. I tell you what, we got to remember ECW too, because back when we started the show, ECW was still very much alive, and you know Paul Heyman is the genius of all geniuses, and what he gave to this business will never be never be top.
And then, and we were treated very well by them on multiple occasions, and it was fun. Joey Styles was like, you know, one of the guys who came out and took us around, and you know, and we got to see, and it was great. ECW was such a groundbreaking, you know, company that it was like, everybody had a part and everybody was involved in putting it over. So I remember I was just thinking when you were mentioning, remember with the night that, that we were there for Fall Brawl and in the next room to us was Gary Coleman getting his makeup done, and we were poking around our head around the corner, and Gary Coleman was there, and it was like, that was insane.
The late Gary Coleman, the late Mike Awesome, who called our show out of the blue one time, which we didn't expect.
Yeah, Saturday morning, all of a sudden the phone's ringing, hey, it's Mike Awesome here. It's like, what?
But, I mean, we all the guys we had a chance to interview, we were like, Road Warrior Hawk, my goodness. And we had him on, it was a third anniversary show. By the way, the first guest was Tony Marino, one of Rochester's original great wrestlers.
That's right, Tony Marino and Goldberg on the first show. Actually, it's funny, I was just telling someone a story about how I had a voicemail on my answering machine from Hawk that I never erased. Because he called me on a Saturday afternoon and said, yeah, this is Hawk, I'll come on the show, here's my number. It's like, oh, I'm never going to erase this. Because it's like, you know, it's just one of those cool things. You know, we've had so many, we had the who's who, you know.
And of course, we can't forget Page. I mean, he's been the great friend to our show. He called our show out in his book. I won't even mention he put my name in there, but
yeah, anyway, that's okay. You know the Page number too, don't you?
I still have his cell phone number, and you know, look at all the guys who they've done in their lives after wrestling. I mean, Page has done so much. We met The Rock before he was, you know, the biggest movie star in all of Hollywood.
Yeah, it's a very humble guy too when we met him in his Hawaiian shirt.
We met some great people. My biggest memory, though, I think, was the Nitro in Rochester where Paige won the title.
Yeah, where we sat there and watched him and Jeff Jarrett step out the entire match from the beginning to the end. And we were like supposed to be involved in it, but the crowd, because the security was terrible, the crowd collapsed around them when they went in the crowd. And not to say that we were, yes, we were set up to be part of the match at one point. So.
Yeah, Gabrielle was knocked over by Jeff Jarrett at that match. He was mad after it. We got to meet Vampiro and the Insane Clown Posse. That was I think the best interview we ever did.
Yeah, they wouldn't let us take pictures though. That was pretty funny. I still run the ID every once in a while, but they're like, nope, no makeup. We're not taking pictures.
Those crazy juggalos.
It was great. And you know what? They were supposed
to. Because I'm convinced Violent J is either Guy Fieri or the lead singer from Smash Mouth. Yes.
Well, I'll say one thing. Those guys went back to their tour Winnebago, and there was a bowl of lots of they were either jelly beans or some sort of pills. I don't know what it was, but they're
why not both?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we were there on that, but Gabriel and I went back to with them to their tour bus, and they sort of disappeared after a couple minutes. So he said, "Okay, that's enough." But it was a great run. I mean, like I said, we'll never see those days again. I mean, Vince runs the show now, and I guess I have to remember. I guess another highlight would be being thrown out of WWE. New York.
Yeah, live on the air. We were on the air, and he was walking through WWE New York. He was talking all about the place. Now, all of a sudden, you hear a security guard. I got to find that clip. I'll put it on the air. I'll put it on the website because it's awesome. He's like, "What? I got to leave? What do you mean?" And then you could hear him being escorted out, and he's just questioning him the whole way out the door.
Oh, by the way, for those who don't know what WWE New York was, it was an actual store where they would sell WWE merchandise. There was one in Niagara Falls for a long time too. Yeah. They're long gone now. There was right down near Times Square. It was a big signing, and there was guys looped around. I think it was a Big Show who was doing a signing, and there was actually a real guardian angel there. And that's when Ray Traylor, the late Big Boss Man, was doing the guardian angel gimmick. So we interviewed him and talked about how the guardian angels were so happy that somebody was, you know, promoting them and what they did for the city of New York. So real life and wrestling, they certainly, you know, crossed over many, many times as part of our show. But it was a lot of fun. And I appreciate, you know, again, you guys allowing me to be part of it. And I still watch wrestling every week, despite the Mrs. Authority's objections.
Gotcha.
I still watch it, and I get every pay-per-view. Well, it's not pay-per-view anymore. It's WWE Network. And thank goodness for that, because I think that's the best thing Vince has ever done, because it lets us watch all those old shows, all the territories. I still watch all those things, because it was the golden era of wrestling in the 70s and 80s, when, you know, things really were, you know, more more kayfabe than there is now, obviously.
Andrew, I'm going to leave you with this one memory, okay? Remember the time that Dr. Love swung the chair and hit Casey Larcini in the studio, and everything went dead on the air? and then all of a sudden, the mic turned on about after 30 seconds of dead air and said, "Go to break! we need a medic. And the phones exploded after that. It was like, and that was like one of those times in my life where it's like, okay, we can do a little kayfabe. I can deal with this.
Why have we not done kayfabe over here, man?
Yeah, yeah.
The better part of kayfabe was when I was fired live on the air by Dr. Love. My wife called in and called him Dr. Love Handles.
Yeah, and then flushed the toilet on the air. Yeah, we had a little fun with that. Andrew, man, thank you so much for calling, good, brother.
Thanks a lot, Rich.
Okay,
have fun.
Okay, man, we got to definitely get you back up here in the studio again. That's crazy. We got Troy from New York. Troy, what's up? From Rochester.
From New York.
You're in New York. You're in Rochester.
He's not wrong.
Happy 18th to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. We can vote now. So what's up with you, brother?
I'm going to touch on a couple of things. First of all, I think WWE is missing out on capitalizing on a lot of things. I'm going to say a few. First of all, when we had Halloween and they had Goldberg out, What they could have done that would have made the storyline even more interesting is Brock Lesnar dressed up in a costume, have a costume, and when Goldberg's in the ring, all of a sudden he comes out of the costume and approaches Goldberg in the ring. That would have been a nice storyline right there. Brock Lesnar dressing up in a Halloween costume.
You know what would have been really cool is if he came out as the Boogeyman. Boogeyman, there was rumors going in that Boogeyman was going to be there on Halloween, but I will say one thing. They've booked it this way, so now we're going to get this Monday both of them in the same place at the same time. What it is Brock Lesnar costs a fortune, you know, and he only has so many dates he can do a year. And same for Goldberg now. So it's like they want to build it up with being very one-sided every time they come out. And yes, he did spear Heyman, and they played the whole, you know, or whatever that was. He tripped and fell and knocked him down, but...
I am still making my plea to all wrestling fans who are going to either Monday Night Raw in Buffalo or Survivor Series in Toronto. When Goldberg comes out, please, please, please chant Ryback.
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking that, too. Yes. I'm going to be there. I'm going with Pauly G from the Wii Show. I'm going to be on the floor down there.
Ryback.
So. Let me run. You know what? Maybe I'll run into the ring, and then you'll definitely know I was there. No. I'm just kidding.
Organize a GoFundMe to get your bail money.
I might not be able to go to NXT next weekend if that happens.
We'll cover your bail. We'll figure it out.
But Halloween falling on a Monday night, they could have capitalized on that right there, though.
Yeah.
Being that it was on a Monday night, I was like, I hope they have Brock in the costume while Goldberg is in the ring, and surprises the heck out of Goldberg in the ring.
They did threaten that he was there, isn't it, when Heyman came out and they played the music and he thought he was going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
I wish he brought out like a midget. Like a midget Brock Lesnar, like they used to back in the day, like a midget Bret Hart. I'm sorry.
And another storyline that they could still capitalize on. Remember when Rusev used to come out and praise the Russian president, Putin?
Yeah.
Now that when everything is going on or whatever, this will be a great time to capitalize on Rusev and Russia again. Him taking the United States title from Reigns.
Reigns took it from him first. He renamed it right before he took it from him. So I have a feeling that whole thing is gonna die down after this next match. You watched the Hell in the Cell. That didn't tell me enough about the match already.
No, they're done.
Yeah,
let's.
Yeah, that was before all of this presidential thing. Why did he stop coming out? And why did they stop coming out and praising the Russian president? Why did they stop that angle?
Because
it got boring.
Yeah, I mean, it really. You know, it wasn't. You know what it was? Is who knows? Maybe they got threatened to sue by him because he's real. Because it's not real. You know. I mean. You know.
Wasn't the issue when was it Big Show that ripped it down?
Yeah, yeah, the flag.
And they kind of caused a little ruckus there.
Yeah. That's actually when it stopped.
I think it was
like kind of half fell, and then he grabbed it the rest of the way and brought it down, and it was like, because it wasn't really secured that.
You just help him.
Yeah, you just help bring it down. But I don't know. You know, the thing is, and plus, you know, I mean, they're very patriotic there. Why would they want to, you know, continue to do that over and over, you know, with Putin, you know? I don't know.
They used to capitalize on the real stuff that was going on in the world.
Yeah. I mean, I know, like, but, you know, like the Iron Sheik during the Persian Gulf War, stuff like that. Troy, we got to go to the next phone because we have a very important call on the line.
Real quick while you bring up that call, we had someone text us in, hey, I was at that Nitro where DDP won. They're like, I'm the one in the orange sweater. But I just have to point out, too, also in this picture, directly to the right, DDP's right, so our left, looking at the picture.
Yeah.
Mine and Eric's good buddy, Jimmy Z. Oh.
Jimmy Z. You know, is he right?
Oh, wow, it's Jimmy Z.
We're checking out the picture that was texted to us. Very, very, very cool.
What if Jimmy Z's listening?
Z? His last name? Z, what? I think, isn't it?
The man has earned it. You only call him Jimmy Z.
Yes, yeah. That's right. It's
only family gets to use his real last name.
Yeah. Okay.
Madonna has a last name. Are you her family? You don't get to use it.
I won't use it. I definitely won't. So on the phone right now, we have a special call from Rob from Chicago. Rob, ooh, how's it going, buddy?
I just want to talk about the pro wrestling this morning. Good morning, guys.
Happy
anniversary. Just wanted to call in and say my favorite memory. Honey buns and garlic bread and all those Saturday mornings. This show is too early on Central Time.
That's true. It's 9 o'clock there. So, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, but no, I just want to say that's a pretty big accomplishment because how many shows, pretty much every show has come and gone in that time period. So it's pretty cool to still hear the Pain Clinic rocking after all these years.
Yeah, very cool, and we miss you, dude. How are things going out there?
I'm glad to hear the artiste is doing well, that he survived Chicago winning the World Series.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it was a crazy night. Things have been pretty crazy here. Things are good. The Chicago Steel, we're off to a 10-0 start to the season. Damn. Now 11-1-1-1, if you can figure that out. But things are going pretty well here. Hoping tomorrow, we got another home game tonight, but tomorrow I'm hoping to check out day 3 of a Shimmer wrestling weekend, which will be my first Shimmer show. So
nice.
That'll be fun. I don't get to go to too many indie wrestling shows during the hockey season, but
for those listening, Shimmer is all women's wrestling. So
and you won't be disappointed.
No, and all these women all graduate up to TNA and every place else. I mean, this company has definitely supplied most of the women wrestlers to the world.
Snapchat it.
Yeah, and this is actually, isn't Shimmer, doesn't Gabe have something to do with Shimmer too? Is he like a booker with them or something? I know he has something to do with it.
There might be some kind of association. I know Dave Prazak is kind of the main guy, and he's around sometimes at some of the other shows that I've been to out here as well. But it's cool. It's AAW is the show, or the Fed, that I've been to a couple of times recently, and they run the same building as tomorrow's show, the Berwyn Eagles Club, which has had so many shows over the years. So should be a good time. I think Mickey James was on their shows last night and today, but not tomorrow, so that's unfortunate. But I know Cherry Bomb's on the show, whatever her, Allie is her name in TNA now.
We're going to see,
I don't really get to see TNA much. So.
We're going to see Mickey James up next weekend in Toronto.
I would love to go to that show.
He's excited.
Enjoy that one.
we're going to make a trip up after we get off the air on Saturday and enjoy NXT up there. Yeah, it definitely looks like a fun show.
I'm surprised Tease isn't already up in Canada. The video you posted the other day from when you were in, was it Indie Wrestling Show?
Yeah, you quit America and you went to live in Canada. I saw the video.
From WrestleVision back in the day. Makes you think about Canada a little bit this week, but that's all I'll say politically right now.
That's all I've got to say about that.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
I hope you guys are doing well. Hopefully I'll get back into town at some point, and we can catch up over some multi-grain pizza with the old-fashioned pepperonis.
Yeah, you tell me when you're coming. I'll make sure I'm not here that day, okay?
It's the new tradition.
It works, Rich.
The last two times I've not been here, you've been here. So it's like, we'll work that out. So, now I'm playing men's roller derby, so who knows what's going to happen this next coming year. So,
It's the month of the cash stash, too, right?
Yeah, it's started. It's going. Well, you come out tonight
and
sweeping in.
Come out tonight, Salvatore's at the garage door. You can see how far it's come in the whole couple days.
That's pretty gross.
Oh, boy.
That's pretty gross. But thanks for calling, man. It's nice to see you. I do stalk you online, so I do know what's going on all
the
time.
There's the creep.
Everybody does.
Hey.
Happy anniversary, guys. Enjoy the rest of the show, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much. Take it easy, Artiste, man. It's good to hear from him, man. That's awesome. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that we wouldn't be on the air here now if it wasn't for our sponsor, Salvatore's, and Salvatore's at the garage door.
Round of applause for
Salvatore's. Yes, please. Salvatore's. We will be taking more calls on the flip side. The phone lines are lit up, as they say. If you can text us if you can't get through, 222-1280.
Has anybody taken over our idea of the Danny and Mark duo or Hugs or Night Out with Danny or anything like that?
Yeah, I don't know. No one said they want to do a Night Out with Danny, but hey, you know, I'll give Hugs if they want to come out tonight. You can hug me and buy me a drink at Salvatore's at the garage door for UFC 205 tonight. All right, 2-2-2-12-80. Start to, we'll be back right after these messages.
We made some mistakes, but we're man enough to say we're sorry, okay? So, Roman and Seth, we know you're angry because Kevin and I are the WWE Universal Champion. But you have to put that aside for the sake of the team at Survivor Series. We're in this together, guys, okay? Even though you're stupid idiots.
So, what's the strategy tonight?
Don't tag in.
We think that Team and Chris and Braun, well, we think that sounds pretty great. Yeah? Right? Right, Chris? How good does that sound?
Yes. Team Chris and Kevin and Braun sounds delightful.
Delightful.
Are you in?
Let me just... You in, right?
I'm on Team Braun.
This is Cowboy James Storm with TNA Wrestling, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280. And if you don't like that, sorry about your damn luck.
Little TJ Perkins coming in back into the show. You are listening to Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman. I'm joined by...
I wish I knew how to dab. I'm just not cool.
DC Dan Cole. With a special guest wrestler in the studio.
We just tried it and hit hands.
Eric Eminon. And Mark Fantasia makes his return to the studio. We've got a ton of phone calls. Just going to rip through them. We're not really getting any news tonight. I can't think of anything that stands out except for Billy Corgan's done with TNA for sure. He signed an agreement. They're done.
And that's bad news for TNA.
Yeah, a lot of people think that's bad. Shane McMahon announced that Edge is going to be on this week's show, as well as The Undertaker are both going to be on the show. Monday Night Raw emanates from Buffalo. There's still great tickets there. You know, I'm going to be going. We'll see. He's coming up and see me. I'll have my Pain Clinic shirt on. It looks like Chris Jericho and Sin Cara got in a fight last week on a bus when they were over in Scotland or UK or whatever. And apparently it's pretty funny that it's not a big deal, but Sin Cara apparently was making bad noises and wouldn't stop in the bus. And then Jericho told him to stop, and he immediately jumped up and punched Jericho, and then Jericho bit his hand.
Called him a stupid idiot, and they put him on the list.
Stupid idiot. You know, you're on the list.
But now Sin Cara is in anger management classes.
Yeah, which is pretty crazy. Rhino lost his chance at being elected as a representative for the state of Michigan. Unfortunately, he was from Michigan House of Representatives. He lost to a Democrat. Not a big deal. That happens. But we got to go to the phones real quick. We've got Jordan from Naples. Jordan, what's up, brother?
Oh, my God. I haven't talked to you guys in for so long.
I know. You probably graduated from college and you got a family and everything now, right?
Actually, I'm a sophomore in college, actually over at FLCC, and I'm doing really well. I got a 3.75 last semester.
Oh, my. Now I feel old, because I remember when you were just a little guy. So
yeah, I remember calling in when, my God, it was so long ago.
So what's up, brother?
Not much. Hey, Survivor Series is coming up. I'm looking forward to the big match between Lesnar and Goldberg. I think that's going to get really good. You guys brought up Billy Corgan's done with Impact. Where do you guys see TNA in the future? Do you guys see it being done by January or what?
No, they're being the people who own Fight Network are now funding them to keep the show on because it does pretty good up in Toronto and it does pretty good in a foreign market. So they're going to keep producing
the
show.
But who's the president?
The president is right now is Dixie Carter, but that's going to change when the president of this new company Anthem that runs the Fight Network is going to take over as president of the company. I don't know what that means. There's a lot of stuff up in the air about it and right now, but you know, maybe I'll see if I can get JB on in the next few weeks. I don't know if he can talk about it, but maybe we can coerce him to.
It's a sad thing because honestly, the Hardys is really the best thing going on in wrestling nowadays for a storyline. Yep. It's so sad everything that's going on over there for them because there's a lot of great talent over there.
Anything else there, Jordan?
Yeah, let's see. If you guys could think about, let's see, Undertaker's faced every single person pretty much that I know of at WrestleMania. If you were to have a match next year, who would you guys think he'd face?
Well, I think John Cena's John Cena's the logical answer. He is not, and John Cena wants to do it, so we'll see if they can make that happen. Thank you for calling. Appreciate the kind words. We've got to get to Baldy on the line. What's up, brother Baldy?
Hey, Rich, I wasn't going to call today since I spent so much time on the air last week, but I had to congratulate you.
Thank you. 18 years on the air.
Yeah, I really appreciate the entertainment. I've been with you pretty much from the beginning. I'd also be remiss, though, if I didn't first congratulate our next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Well, only president to ever be a WWE Hall of Famer.
And I will, a quick memory besides, the artist used to have to ride in on his big wheel to get to work.
That's right.
People used to say, call in and talk to your favorite wrestler, and people used to call in and ride on the air, and, it's Hulk Hogan there. I mean, that was pretty enjoyable.
Yeah, we used to say, talk to your favorite wrestler.
And people would literally call up and ask to talk to their favorite wrestler.
That was in the commercial on TV, so little kids, like little five-year-olds, pick up the phone and say, I want to talk to Macho
you're
Man.
You're giving a few of your fans a little bit too much credit, because I remember a couple older people calling.
That's
up
true. It's like, where's my favorite wrestler? Is Goldust there? It's like, no.
Just to clear the air, though, Baldy was the first to gloss Dr. Love handles.
Ah, thank you for...
I wanted to clear that up.
Getting that clear on us. Thank you so much for calling, man. We appreciate your support, man.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.
222-1280, Star 1280. We got Scott from Henrietta. What's up, buddy?
Good morning and congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you for being a listener.
No problem. It's been fun, and my favorite memory is vanquishing the Authority. That, to me, was just a fun day. It was the only time I've ever called in multiple times because... when his mother actually called in and started defending him, I felt that and wanted to apologize.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, his mom called in, too. Yeah.
Like, he got frustrated and quit, and then his mother called in and told everyone to stop making fun of him, and I actually was going to call in and apologize.
That's right.
And then, my mean side won out, and I just hung up the phone.
Yeah. But God bless Mother Authority. She's looking down at us from above. And
like
she,
Martha Hart just she, throwing
she,
in the towel.
She was great.
She was great.
Too soon?
But, Mark, welcome back. I was actually going to point this one to you because I know you love NXT. Who do you think is going to win in the finals next week, TM61 or the Authors of Pain?
I got to go with TM61.
Go with TM61. I don't know. The other guys are okay, but they're just...
That's cool. You know what was funny is that he asked me, not you.
I know, but I'm giving my opinion.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I honestly think TM61. I would like to see him
Why?
Win. But the Authors of Pain, though... I just can't get on board with them, but they also have Ellering with them, so I kind of want to.
Yeah.
So
they're going to put Ellering in the cage.
Yes.
They're actually going to bring back that stupid shark cage bit where they're going to put him in the cage and elevate him.
Yeah, they're going to hang him above. So we
And the only reason I asked Mark is because I've been making fun of him for so long for not showing up for work, so I had to give him at least a bone.
Oh, you, everyone else here? I mean, honestly, it's all I've heard. Even through the breaks, that's all I've been listening to is Danny complaining about how I only show up here on the birthday. So.
Yeah, oh, man.
It's real convenient how you pick your spots when there's something special going on.
Yeah, what
he
the
only shows up for the cake. Let's just be honest.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Only up for the moments where there's food.
Well, thanks for calling, Scott.
Oh, yeah, thanks so much for calling.
222-1280, Star 1280 is the number. Let's see, I think we got one more call here before we got a break again. I will go to Mr. Joe Coopersburg. Joe, how's it going, buddy?
Rich, congratulations, man.
Thank you so much. Another longtime listener, man. How are you doing?
I am great. Wanted to call in, say congratulations. I've been with you guys all 18 years. A little fantasy action going on, too, and I'll give you my favorite pain clinic moment. Got to tell you, my kids were real young, and I was going to synagogue, and it was the pain clinic after the Monday Night Raw where they took over Nitro, and it was just nonstop talk. I remember dropping off my wife and kids at the front door, going to park, and I just stood in the car for like another 15 minutes to finish out the show. What a great week of history that was.
It was, man. I remember. We had so many great stories coming out of it, you know? It may be the reason why I'm not married anymore, too. I'll just throw that out there, okay?
Too soon?
No.
And you know what? Just like Authority said earlier, I watch my Monday Night Raw, and I try to sneak in my pay-per-views, but I put it all in parallel. I'll give you one last thought before I get out of here. So we're going through the house, and we're cleaning up, and we're donating books to Salvation Army, and we're bringing clothes to Salvation Army, and I'm giving away my Grishams, and I'm giving away some of my others, and I get to my Mankind books, and I have the... Jericho books, I got a few other, and I won't donate them. And my wife's like, you never want to get rid of these wrestling books. I go, I love them. I read them, and I actually read some again. And one of my favorites
It's a WWE book, and it's, I can't remember the exact name, it's How Did We Get There or How Are We Going There? And Heyman tells the story of him and Big Show and driving down the road, a Jew and a giant, and it just cracks me up.
Yeah, that was a good book. All road stories, man. Definitely got to reread that one. That's they call that a crapper book. You can leave it in the bathroom. Everyone will read it.
Exactly. Just a page or two per story. And
it's all pink eye is given.
But all my others, like he says. Hey, love you guys. Congratulations.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye, Paul, and you know that. Love you, man. Bye.
You take it easy, brother. We got to go to break. You're listening to Pink Click on Fox Sports 1280.
Where else but Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Don't forget to come out tonight to check us out. Salvatore's in the garage door, UFC 205. I'll be there. Come on out, hang out. Also, Salvatore Saloon. No cover charge. Watch the first UFC in New York in over 20 years. Thank you so much for listening. Danny, what was that you were bringing up?
You know, I have to bring it up because we had the caller mention how, oh, wow, the Mark's back, and they kind of joked about it. But,
for real?
But I got to throw this out. Seriously, though, like, you can't just show up whenever it's convenient
for
you.
It's okay when Tease wants it.
You got to dedicate. He's in Chicago. Hey, yeah, you're still here. But I think if Mark wants to come back, he's got to earn his seat back. We have Eric Emanon sitting in studio. I propose that if Mark wants the seat, bare-chested chop right now.
Yeah. Are you kidding me right now?
Dead serious.
Hey, the show's ending, man. We got to go, man.
I'm done. You know what? Actually, screw this. Screw the Pain Clinic. I was the only reason people listened for so long in the last 2 years. I'm done.
Oh, thanks for listening, folks, and see you, Mark.